So, if you're a rugby fan, you must be biting your fingernails. Can Ireland win the Grand Slam tomorrow at 3:15? I think the game is. Let me speak to Stephen Beacom. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Stephen. Can they do it?
Oh, without question, Frank. They have been absolutely brilliant this season in the Six Nations Championship. They've won 4 out of 4. Remarkably, they're actually Six Nations champions with one game to go, which is relatively unheard of. That's how dominant they have been. At the start of the competition, Frank, Ireland versus England at Twickenham on St Patrick's Day, everyone thought that it would be the championship decider, and everyone thought that both teams would be going for the Grand Slam. But I have to say, England have been hugely disappointing. They've lost 2 games out of their 4 to date, and I think they're going to lose a third on Saturday because Eddie Jones, his team just aren't functioning the way they should be. Now, of course, they're a quality side and there could be one huge performance in them, but I would back Joe Smith and his men to deliver tomorrow.
Isn't it a bit odd that you can be champions and end the competition really disappointed by not getting the Grand Slam?
Well, that's true, and Joe Smith and his players would be hugely disappointed if they didn't win tomorrow. And that's a motivation factor for them. There's other motivation factors as well. They can become only the third Irish team to win the Grand Slam. And also Eddie Jones, some of the comments that have become known over the past week that he said in the past, I'm sure that will be a motivation factor for the Irish as well. But do you know what, Frank? Joe Smith, I've met a lot of sports people and sports coaches over the years, and few have inspired me the way Joe Smith does when he's in a room, be it in a press conference or in an event. And if he can inspire hardened hacks, because I know other journalists love listening to him as well, what is he going to be like in the dressing room before a match like this for his players? It's just going to be tailor-made for him to give one of those great motivational speeches, and the players will then go out and deliver. And isn't it fantastic that Rory Best, Ulster's own Rory Best, is the captain of this Ireland side. Back in the team is Ian Henderson, who is such a massive big game player, and I think he's got a huge role to play at Twickenham. And the star of the Six Nations this season has been Jacob Stockdale. Every time he goes on a rugby pitch, he seems to score, and many of them are interception tries. He's just been an absolute revelation, and his career has gone from strength to strength over the past couple of months.
Yeah, I can just imagine he said about the team talk where all he has to say is, what do you do to a boy that calls you scummy? Do you feel scummy if you get out onto the field? You don't need more motivation than that. What about the Champions League draw, Liverpool and City? You're a Liverpool man, aren't you?
I am. What a draw, Frank. It's just one deceiver, isn't it? Like, they've played twice this season already, and Manchester City hammered Liverpool whenever City were at home, but I think the match of the season was at Anfield when Liverpool won 4-3. I can guarantee you one thing, Frank, in that match, neither team will park the bus like a certain manager has done this season over the road at Manchester United, and I just think it's going to be a match made in heaven because you've got two attack-minded managers in Jurgen Klopp and Pep Guardiola, and of course there's a place in the semi-finals at stake. Liverpool have won this tournament 5 times before. They want to make it 6. City have never won it, and I know Guardiola is desperate to win and bring European success to Manchester City. He's already won the League Cup. He's going to win the league. So if Manchester City could do the treble, that would just be a phenomenal season and quite easily the best they've ever had. And Guardiola against Klopp is going to be a fascinating matchup. There's going to be so many great matchups all over the pitch. We'll be looking at Mo Salah, we'll be looking at Kevin De Bruyne, we'll be looking at Roberto Firmino and Sergio Aguero. It's going to be fascinating, Frank, and all eyes will be on that one. But there's other great ties as well. Barcelona play Roma, Sevilla play Bayern Munich, and Juventus against Real Madrid, which is two epic teams going against each other toe-to-toe. They played in the final last season. If you're looking for predictions, Barcelona, Bayern Munich and Real Madrid are the easy predictions. Liverpool against Manchester City. I just think Liverpool, with the Anfield factor, they might get a lead in the first leg And the second leg might turn out to be a high-scoring draw, so I'm going to go for Liverpool to make it through. Or you will obviously say City, who have been absolutely superb this season.
There's no reason to argue with anything that you're saying, Stephen. In a word, give me a tip for the Gold Cup.
Oh, listen, Frank, I tend to steer away from the favourites. So if you're looking for one, and Liverpool or Manchester United fans, I'm sure, will be backing this one to the hilt, go for definitely red. Definitely red, yeah. I know that's what it's called. Most people are saying it's a good outside bet, but I tend to just go all or nothing in these sort of races. So definitely red for me. Mike Bite is the favourite, and Nicky Henderson has got a great record in the Gold Cup as a trainer, but definitely red for me. And if you're looking for another one just to keep an eye on,
we're now on our knees laughing here. In a word, and he gives me 10 sentences. But thank you, Stephen. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
Definitely red.